Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these lapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess. Edmund was on his own for the first time in quite a while. For about 6 months, Edmund felt like he was floating at sea. The will to keep going was like the waves of the sea, ebbing and flowing. Edmund had never seen the sea, but he's heard of it. It scared him more than anything in the world, what lies beneath the waves. The endless abyss. Anything can be under there. Any monster you can think of, or worse. Or at least what Edmund believes. It's what he was told, but at least now he didn't have to worry about it because he was far away from the sea. Edmund worked a storehouse job. Every day was typical. You pick up a box, you put down a box. Easy. Better than his last job, a scrapper. Traveling around the southern state and getting certain materials. The lists were long and the days were brutal. Most days as a scrapper, you had to make sure your rations were level and your water didn't run out. But some days you had to fight. Sodden, mutated beasts. Edmund could barely remember them because it was almost impossible to describe what he saw. Traps were the main way of killing Sodden. Mines, pits, spikes, anything you can think of. They were trained with guns and rockets, but it was almost impossible to land a shot because of their speed. So night was your best option. When the earth begins to cool, the Sodden slow down. Heat gets them all amped up, revs up their mutations. That's why Mexico City is essentially a giant metal shelter at this point. Taller, stronger, and angrier. Scaving pays well, though. Get a house, free food, and 5 different outfit choices. Could have been worse. The danger wasn't the reason Edmund quit. His partner died en route after that. It felt useless to keep going. The pain. The exhaustion wasn't worth the payment. So he switched. Left, and got this storehouse job. It's not perfect, but what job ever is perfect? Today was different, though. It felt different. It was the same physically, but his mind was going insane. Thoughts he'd never imagined ping-ponging around his head. It was like something was shaking his brain around like a bully looking for lunch money. But it was the end of the day that things took a major turn. Edmund was moving a box onto a truck. It was very heavy. Very, very heavy. But he was able to get it on the back of the truck. There was a little crack in the wood that glimmered. Normally, Edmund would never really notice a thing like that, but when he moved and stored boxes, he didn't really care what was in them. Drugs, guns, body parts, No matter what it was, he didn't really care. But what he imagined wasn't anywhere close to what he saw. It was a rock. A shiny rock. That was it. But it was different. Something he never felt before. And in that moment, he saw that glimmer. Pain rocketed up his spine, needles inserting themselves individually in each vertebrae. Edmund collapsed from the pain. It spread from his spine to his hands and down to his feet. People began to crowd around Edmund as he was writhing, twitching in pain. One of them eventually got a syringe and jabbed it into his neck. The cool liquid felt nice. He could feel it spreading from his neck to his arms to his legs. It was cooling him down, cooling his blood. And then Edmund lost consciousness on the concrete floor. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales of Prowess. If you like what we do, there is a link in the description. This episode was written and narrated by Philip Jones. Score composed by Abigail Hines. If you like what we do, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Find This Podcast. And we will see you next time on Tales of Prowess. Thank you.